Mac with K-Man's In Focus, Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health, joining us here in the final 4.5 minutes of the program, Robin. So we've got a lot to discuss and a little bit of time to get it all in. So let's talk a bit about an event that is coming up. And I know that this is going to be a tender subject for a lot of people. Survivor of Suicide Loss Day. Give us some details on that.
Yes, Survivor of Suicide Loss Day is coming up on November 21st. That is the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And Pawnee will be hosting a virtual event to recognize Survivor of Suicide Loss Day. I will be back on Monday during the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation's show to talk in further detail about it. But I would like to just encourage people who might have experienced a suicide loss to get this on their calendar. If they go to Pawnee's Facebook page, there's information there about how they'll be able to link in to that event on Saturday, November 21st. And again, I'll be back on Monday to talk about it a little bit further.
Okay.
With the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation.
Is the recognition of this day, is it timed out to precede the holidays on purpose?
It is. That's absolutely right. There's a recognition that the holidays can be particularly difficult for people who have experienced a loss because of suicide. They're just tend to be, I mean, those are times that we get together with our loved ones to celebrate, certainly at Thanksgiving, to express our thanks to each other, and to just spend time celebrating with one another. And so between Thanksgiving and probably New Year's Day, that's pretty heavily loaded with emotion. And so when someone has experienced a suicide loss, it can be especially difficult for them to deal with that during the holidays. So just really do want to encourage people who might be going through something like that to tune into that program on November 21st at 10 o'clock.
Visiting today with Robin Cole of Pawnee Mental Health. And Robin, it was a year ago, and if I recall, it was in October, Driving the Dream. You had that event at the Midwest Dream Car Collection. And Driving the Dream,
yes,
is returning in 2020.
It is returning. And Dave, you remember that because you were there to help us with it. And
that was an emotional day. That was a very emotional event for me because part of my testimony was part of the event as well.
Absolutely. And I would encourage people who would be interested in seeing and hearing a little bit more about what your testimony is to go to our Pawnee website and take a look at some of the videos and documentaries that we have featured there. The video that you helped provide for us is available for the public to see. And so what this is Driving the Dream is an effort for us to increase awareness in the community of the work that Pawnee does, and to also provide opportunities to people who want to help support the work of Pawnee Mental Health to do that. And so this year, the event is being held on Tuesday, December 1st. And because of COVID, it's being held virtually instead of in person, which is really unfortunate. We had a really good time last year at the Manhattan Dream Car Collection. I would hope that next year we would be able to do that again. But this year's event will be on Tuesday evening, December 1st. From 6:30 to 7:30 on Facebook Live. The event will feature three newly produced videos that tell the story of how Pawnee Mental Health is building healthy communities one person at a time.
All right, Robin. Yes. And for more information on Driving the Dream, where do they need to go?
Contact Di Henricks. She's our development director at 587-4300, or you can call her on her cell phone at 564-1059.
All right, Robin, thank you so much from Pawnee Mental Health. Appreciate you joining us this morning on KMAN's In Focus.